Betsy and Thomas for the American Intelligence Media. Thomas, review with us, what is this that we're seeing, this overthrow of a rogue intelligence community?
Oh, yes, and the Flynn case is a perfect example. Remember that Obama kicked Flynn off of his National Security Council. Why? Because he was trying to bring some sanity to Obama's continuous bombing of seven Muslim, basically theocracies, seven Muslim countries, which then put 58 million people into refugee status, which is what caused all of this mess of what they now call migration, which is not a migration. It is a, I don't even know what to call it. It is a response to an attempt to wipe out basically a genocide of seven nations. And when those nations then started pouring into the only place that would give them refugee status, which was Turkey, because Erdogan was receiving billions of dollars, and that's to receive these refugees. And now, remember, Erdogan, every time he wants, releases millions of them. So this is a planned attack. It's not a migration. It is an attack of refugees who hate Americans because of Barack Obama, Barry Sotero, who is, of course, not Kenyan, and is not, Anne wasn't his mother, and Michelle isn't his wife. That's Michael. That's his boyfriend. So when we're talking about his what his legacy, there's no legacy. Every time Trump gets someone into an agency to get control of it, the Obama crimes come out. In every single case, you cannot name an agency where there is now some little bit of Trump control over the senior executive service members who basically run those agencies.
And obstruct. They obstruct things that are flowing. So if we know that there's a criminal in any one of these places, you've got a senior executive services person making sure that that information is not out here in the public.
So Barack Obama, along with every demon rat president, basically opens up the intelligence community to the corporations so that you, in the end, have as many people with top secret security clearances in corporations as there are in the military. Matter of fact, more, over 65% of them. And the numbers are staggering. How many people, and remember that Obama, how many people in the Obama administration were told, oh, well, it was about 2 months before he left office when it looked like Trump might have a chance to win. And then as soon as Trump did win, he actually put it into an order. It wasn't an executive order. It was one of those presidential directives. And what happened? He told every single person in every single agency to gather everything they could on Trump through intelligence sources, the NSA, and he forced the NSA to allow everyone with one of those top secret security clearances not only to unmask. Unmasking is nothing. The recent unmaskings they're showing, that's nonsense. Those are the unmaskings of Flynn by the U.S. Treasury Office of Intelligence Analysis. And they basically had been doing, and we know the name of it now, Crossfire Razor. There was a Crossfire Hurricane going after George Papadopoulos, which was basically a black ops CIA operation through Stephen Halper and Sir Richard Dearlove and the entire British thing that was going on to try to overthrow Trump with the help of Obama, overthrow the election, overthrow President-elect Trump, and then continue to overthrow him through the Mueller nonsense, witch hunt, and the impeachment, and now continuing. This is an attack. This is not a pandemic. This is an attack. It is a biological weapon. We've gone into this many, many times. But with the intelligence community, Obama got rid of Flynn because why? Flynn had stood up to Obama publicly and said, no, you can't do what you're doing in Syria. You're not even trying to win the war. You're just trying to create chaos. You're trying to do what you did in these six other nations and what you tried to do with the Arab Spring and these uprisings that the CIA created and the genocide that Susan Rice was doing in Africa, in Congo, in Libya, in Ethiopia, in Somalia, in Egypt. You name it, Susan Rice is responsible for so many deaths, and that's the reason that she wrote that excuse alibi that everyone is getting all worked up about, which indicates that Obama knew about Flynn. Obama knew more than just about Flynn, and so did Biden. It was an attack, but it was only one part of the attack. They had already had Crossfire Razor working out. How do we know this? Well, because I had already surmised it by simply looking at the record, but also and telling you that it was Leslie Ireland who was keeping all of the intelligence away from Obama. Obama didn't listen to any of his national security advisors, let alone General Flynn. And he fired Flynn, but he also caused, and he fired so many generals and admirals and caused so many generals and admirals and chiefs of staff and his national security advisors, all of them, they left. The entire military was decimated by Obama, especially the intelligence. He didn't listen to anybody except who? Leslie Ireland. And we told you this. And at the time, she was basically the only person giving him his intelligence reports. He wasn't even listening to anyone else because they would have told him what he was doing was illegal. It was against every convention, every treaty, everything we have. You cannot bomb seven nations because you and Britain and France decided to do so. You cannot declare a no-fly zone in a country that isn't your own. Think of the concept, no-fly zone. So they go to a country, and this was Hillary's only diplomatic move she ever did except to emolumently receive funds for weapons when she was the Secretary of State, was to declare no-fly zones in countries that we have no business being there. And then when they flew, the people who actually owned the country, then we would shoot them out of the air and then declare that they're having a war with us and then we'd bomb them. This is the stupidest thing ever. But it was for oil in Congo and in Sudan. It was for, remember, Al-Qaeda in Somalia, Al-Qaeda in Yemen, Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, Al-Qaeda in Iraq. What is that? That is Barack Obama continuing the funds for the CIA to create the 9/11 enemy of terrorism, radical Islamic terrorism, which he never once could say out loud, and he certainly didn't go to war with them, but he caused seven Muslim nations to hate us, and then he put a ban on them coming into our country after he bombed them, and everyone seems to forget that. He bombed them, and then he banned them from coming into our country, and so he created generations of people who hate us and will hate us for time immemorial. Why? Because we blew them up. So in Syria, Flynn said to Obama, you can't continue. Well, first let me describe something you need to know. Why was it that Obama always called it ISIL? That he was in war with ISIL? He wasn't in a war with ISIS or ISI or al-Nusra or al-Qaeda because he funded all of them. So when he's the only person in the world who made the distinction practically, certainly the only leader in the world, to call it ISIL. Why? Because it was the Levant. He was against a bigger picture. He was using an agreement that was created at the Treaty of Versailles, where everything was parceled up. And so Obama was really trying to give the Levant, that means Lebanon and Israel and Palestine and Syria and Turkey, if necessary, and the Kurds and Iraq and Iran and the whole group. He didn't care. He was enemies with all of them. Who did he ever help? What did he ever do good? Please, if anyone can send in a single sentence of anything that Barack Obama ever did good in his 8 years, please send it in because I can't find any. At the moment that Trump came to power and he stopped funding ISIS, you see, and he stopped funding Al-Qaeda, and al-Nusra, and all the other factions, because there were as many as seven factions fighting in Syria at once, and three of them, or four of them sometimes, were being funded by Obama and his intelligence groups. And who led them? John McCain. And John McCain wasn't even on the Senate Intelligence Committee, but he ran it. And he ran it through the defense, and through money, and through the military. And he was constantly breaking the Logan Act by going and dealing with ISIS and ISI and al-Nusra and giving them money and demanding more money and appropriating more money, demanding appropriation of more money for these groups that he was working with. These are terrorist groups. Obama was a domestic terrorist. He was an international terrorist. These seven nations I mentioned, that's the tip of the iceberg. There isn't a country in the world that he did not insult or basically fraud.
Well, listen, Okie Doke did not have the brain power to put all this together. So who was doing it?
Okie Doke, the last speech he gave, they always put in anything that's funny with Trump's speech, but they don't ever quote Obama right. I counted 28 in his short little statement that was given out recently. I listened to them. 27 or 28 us, and so many repeats of is.
But the point is, he's not the right person.
He is retarded.
So who is
he
doing this?
He is MK Ultra mind swept, and he was a cocaine addict, and he was passed through universities on an Arab prince's money, who was his lover, and he spent half of his time supposedly in the university in Pakistan with his lover.
He was surrounded by so many Iranians. Were the Iranians running him?
The Iranians, when the rogue CIA took over, and the CIA and the rogue CIA later, by rogue CIA I mean CIA agents who no longer work for America, they just do it on their own because they see the corruption and they simply get in and get their piece of the pie. So the Strzok family, Peter Strzok, one and Peter Strzok two and Peter Strzok three are all Iranian agents, just like
Valerie Jarrett. And then you've got Kerry, John Kerry, his daughter's married to an Iranian.
John Kerry has sold us out to Iran many times. It's disgusting. How many times does it have to be in the newspaper that we catch him lying, cheating, doing deals with the current corrupt?
Don't forget also Lisa Page has Iranian connections. So is that, were the Iranians running Obama when he was in office?
Well, I think that George Soros paid for Obama to get in office, but then once he got in, he and Michelle and Valerie Jarrett and Eric Holder and the rest of the Chicago mob,
yes,
which really
yes.
is a mob,
yeah.
It is a mafia, and of course Hillary Clinton's dad was second in charge of that when he was alive, and she watched her dad, you know, make sure that many people died. He was an alderman, and when you were an alderman in Chicago, you had so much power that Al Capone was nothing compared to her dad. Okay.
So then you've got a mix of a lot of bad guys trying to work out of the executive office. You have the Iranians, you have the Chicago mob, but then you look and you've got John Brennan there on his Muslim prayer rug. You know, come on, and he was running the intelligence operations.
John Brennan was compromised in Riyadh when he was part of literally blowing up his own troops that were there to defend King Saud. And this is all well known. I mean, he along with James Baker III, I think it was, or James Baker, whichever, who opened up their own agency inside of the palace of King Saud. And the majority, almost all, of the people that they say were the 9/11 perpetrators, who were the Saudi Arabian intelligence agents who attacked those buildings on that day, were all stamped by James Baker at the same time that Brennan was in charge. Well, he wasn't in charge. He was one of the major people of the CIA office in Riyadh in Saudi Arabia. Then he came and became the head of the CIA, and at that point, he basically decriminalized radical Islamic fascism and terrorism, basically saying that Islam had nothing to do with terrorism. And he and Robert Mueller, after 9/11, created the nonsense we're in, that we believe that this terrorism that's going on, that we've spent trillions of dollars on literally by fighting in Syria, fighting in Iraq, fighting in Afghanistan, all these places that Trump wants to get out of. That's all invented so that would be created. And remember that Flynn knew
just
that.
Just another banker's war for those that follow that kind of pattern. I mean, in the end, they pit nations against each other. We won a war with each other. It also took the form of terrorism, because then your enemy is like amorphous. You never really know where that enemy is. That's endless supply of customers for the warlord bankers, which hide themselves behind the queen.
The reason I keep focusing on Syria is Bashar al-Assad turned Al-Qaeda into ISIS. And we funded ISIS, and then it became ISIL and ISI and al-Nusra and all these other groups, as well as the Kurds, and they did all these different fronts, all for and against al-Assad's government in Syria. Remember, how did he get in power? His dad was a CIA agent. We put his dad in power. His dad was a mass murderer. He was he killed 10,000 people in one village just to make a point once, so no one would ever mess with him again. Bashar al-Assad went to Guterres, the High Commissioner for Refugees at the United Nations, and said, look, all these al-Qaeda are pouring back into my country, Syria, from Iraq. I need help. You need to give me money. You need to help my people. And what did Guterres say? Oh, no. Not until you have at least 800,000 refugees who have left their towns because of some kind of war effort going on in your country. So what happened? Bashar al-Assad bombed his own cities right near the Turkish border. 800,000 people went across the border, and that started all of this Syrian war nonsense. Bashar al-Assad makes sometimes double the money he made when both of his pipelines were running each year as donations from the United Nations, which means American money, believe it or not, as well as all of these secret, but we now know who they are, United Arab Emirates and five other Arab nations, were donating $11.5 billion to Bashar al-Assad to continue the war.
Thomas, what about the intelligence agencies? We could go for days about the corruption. Can we just assume, yes, it's all corrupt? Now, what's going on right now with Rick Grenell, with John Ratcliffe, and what we're seeing perhaps as the overthrow of this rogue group?
Well, I know you don't like me to go back there, but in Syria, the White Hats, the Brits, lied about gas attacks so that we would bomb them. And they tricked Trump on the first time, didn't they? And so he bombed basically an airfield and some planes just to show, and dropped a bunch of bombs. And then what was that? British intelligence. And then the next time was British and French intelligence. And then what did Trump say? Oh, really? Well, then you bomb them first and we'll be right behind you and we'll bomb them second. Well, they didn't get bombed now, did they? Israel had to bomb all of these missiles being placed in Syria that the Russians allow Bashar al-Assad to agree to Iran putting its missiles, moving them all the way through Iraq and putting them in Syria to attack Israel. So when we're talking about intelligence, we're talking about the fact that the British get us into all these wars. And right now, Trump knows about the British attack. Remember? Trump brought it out in his tweets. He said, this goes right back to the Brits. And then what happens? The Brits all came out in their newspapers and said, please, Mr. Trump, please don't reveal who we are. We're your friends.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, we're your best
allies.
Buddies.
Oh, yeah.
We have a special relationship. We're Five Eyes.
In fact,
we couldn't do that.
I think that's why he hasn't disclosed, like he said, he was going to do the John F. Kennedy papers, because I think what it shows in there is the connection of his assassination back to the Queen. And maybe he's not ready to show people that yet.
Trump has known this since we pointed out to him and gave him the proof. And Dan Coats didn't have a pair of testicles to be able to be the director of the Office of National Intelligence. But all those offices are fake. All those offices are fake. Fake. None of them should exist. There should be no civilian access to the National Security Advisors, NSA, data, especially up and down connections to people that you have identified, whether it be across counterintelligence, a national security letter, a FISA warrant, a law enforcement warrant, or any other type of black ops. And remember, Susan Rice, in her stupid alibi, which when I read it, I couldn't believe it could get any stupider than the part that was released to the public, which obviously she released it. It was a note to herself. So how the heck did it get released if Susan Rice didn't release the first part that came out a long, long time ago? And what was it? It was an alibi. Just another alibi, like Donna Brazile's book or any of the books that come out. Stephen Rowe's book, you know, any of these books, they're just alibis. They try to get ahead of the game by putting their alibi out, right? So Susan Rice put out the leak to the media that ate it all up, and it was all anonymous sources, that a note to herself which was marked, did you notice? It was top security. But it was released, and it was leaked. So the person who leaked it has to go to jail. That would be her. Oh, but wait, it's her alibi saying that she is a good and upright person. This genocidist that I just mentioned killed 4.5 million Africans when she was in charge of Africa under Obama.
But Sally Yates testified that Susan Rice was not in that meeting.
That's why I'm getting ready to tell you that when I read the whole thing is completely fake. Absolutely fake. Fake, 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 fake. First off, she didn't even name the right people who were in the meeting to begin with, which we did. And how do we know that? Comey bragged about it. And then she gives you a bogus story, which Sally Yates won't confirm because Sally Yates is giving her alibi. I didn't know anything, says Sally Yates, about the Flynn setup. Hello, she sent the two people. Later, she sent DOJ representatives to harass the White House legal representatives about Flynn, saying that he had to be fired. What do you mean you don't know anything about it? You caused it. How could you possibly think that we're so stupid not to remember your part in this? Yes, you didn't. Comey, who we now have his words, and it's being all played everywhere. Comey says, I sent those two agents to entrap Flynn, and they couldn't entrap him. I was so disappointed. And then later, we already have Pienka, who has already testified, and we already know that Strzok changed his 302 so that it would read as an incriminating perjury trap to entrap Michael Flynn with, now remember, and this is where we're the only people who seem to have any, I guess, deductive reasoning power in any of this, because nobody else has pointed this out. Flynn absolutely was under investigation, and it would have had to have been for years since he had been fired, and it would have had to have been the Treasury because he had sanctions put on him because of his RT connections and his Sputnik connections and his payment to go to Russia to speak along with Jill Stein at an RT meeting. I mean, this is all well known and rehashed so many times. If someone would just simply use two neurons dendrite, an axon, anything to connect them.
Yeah, but that's what good propaganda is. It's not going to get you to the truth. And so when you listen to corporate media, and in fact, a lot of the independent media channels, they're not going to get you there.
So they charged Flynn with a FARA, F-A-R-A crime. He didn't register as an agent of Turkey? Well, he had it. He's made some serious mistakes. And if you want my answer to the question, will he be appointed to the intelligence community again? Trump would be not doing a good thing to do so.
Well, wait a minute. What about this this intelligence advisory committee that we kind of saw the other day? Could he be on that advisory committee?
Yes, because those will not require confirmation. And Rick Grenell's position that they're rumoring, the head of a group I never even heard of, the Intelligence Advisory Committee, which may be new.
Well, if it is, I would like to volunteer that you and me and Michael get in there and start giving these guys what's going on. I mean, nobody seems to want to look at the history of how we wound up in this situation.
Well, Michael Flynn got fired because he was telling Erdogan what to do about winning the war in Syria, and Obama didn't want that war won. He was paying over $1 billion a year to ISIS to continue that war. So we would have an imaginary terrorist group that would be justification for him bombing seven Muslim theocracies, seven Muslim countries, and putting, I don't know how many, at least they count 2 million people he and Hillary killed with those bombs, 58 million made into refugees, and the wars in those areas continue, and as I say, millions of people died subsequent to that. So we're talking about the biggest mass murderer in American history, Barack Obama. Hillary Clinton, completely complicit. John Kerry, Loretta Lynch, completely complicit. Robert Mueller, Andrew McCabe, 100% complicit. And Rick Grenell, when he went in and he found these things out, as the temporary head of the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, how did he know this? Well, we were told that he's been following our stuff from the beginning.
Cash Patel told him, because Cash is really a smart guy.
We're told by our friend, I won't mention his name, but we're told by this friend who knows Cash, who says Cash thinks we're cool, has listened to us and says, how did those guys get that information? We get it from inductive and deductive logic, as well as going to court cases and proofs and government documents and indictable evidence. We don't care about opinions. We don't care about stupid speculation by Sarah Carter and what's that other bozo's name?
John Solomon.
Idiots.
They're crown agents.
Go back and look at their predictions. 75% wrong. Why would it, they're like a weatherman.
They don't get predictions. All they do is tell you old news. Okay, now let's get back onto the overthrow of these guys, because we need to know how we're winning.
Well, Trump cannot get rid of all of these different intelligence agency components that have been added to the National Security Council. As a matter of fact, some people say it's over 200 people have the highest top security clearance for the National Security Council during the Obama era, and he didn't even go to meetings. He only listened to Leslie Ireland, who was the representative for the Weapons of Mass Destruction from the Office of Counterterrorism. In other words, he was running counterterrorism. He wasn't even interested in terrorism. He didn't get any terrorists. He promoted them. He paid them. He worked with her through that office and then later through the U.S. Treasury Office of Intelligence and Analysis, because he finally figured out after all those years that he can just simply quietly put sanctions on anybody he wants and control the world. That's what Trump does. And that's what he's doing now. And he's doing a lot more than anybody knows. And he keeps telling you, he's not going to tell you what he's doing. Why would he? That would be stupid. That's like a general coming out and announcing the invasion. So, Rick Grenell, if he becomes the head of this group, and maybe it exists and we don't know what it is, maybe it's always existed, who knows. But if he's going to continue, as we predicted, he will continue in intelligence. Why? Because he's come in and he's kicked butt. And he's basically said, swamp people, you're on a short leash. Now remember, of the three dozen at first that we had identified swamp rats, remember about two dozen of them have already jumped ship. They're no longer in control, Andrew McCabe and Robert Mueller and Mr. Comey. They're no longer in control. Eric Holder, you don't get to come out and tell us what we're supposed to believe. And we don't listen to you, Mr. Biden. All the gaffes that you made as the vice president, we ignored, swimming naked in front of the Secret Security female people who are watching you, and you refused to. You are an exhibitionist. You are a sexual molester. And if Klobuchar is going to get your vice president vetting, it's only because you've smelled her hair, played with her, shampooed her hair.
That's not it. It's because we've knocked all the other possible contenders out. We knocked out Kamala Harris, and we call her now over here Gretchen Whitmer. Hitler. So all these contenders have been knocked out. The only one left standing is Klobuchar.
So, Clapper, you're going down. You've lied so many times. If the American people are so sick of your lies that if you are not prosecuted by the end of Trump's second term, Then there will be real hell to be paid, because you are a criminal. You said no one is surveilled in America. Then you said everyone's surveilled in America.
So, you know, something that really bothers me, and nobody in the media is going to talk about it, so I want you to talk about it. The fact that Gina Haspel, who's the current CIA director, was the London CIA station chief at the time that this overthrow was being implemented, and we already know you've got a lot of UK connections here. So is Gina Haspel complicit in the overthrow of Donald Trump, and what is she doing? Has she come and confessed the sins to Donald Trump, or is she just laying low waiting for him to find out?
The CIA hasn't done a darn thing since Trump came to power. Nothing except cover their trail. Why? Because they're liars, they're cheaters, they're subversive, they exfiltrate, they infiltrate, they're Jesuits, they use Jesuit methodology, they kill, they murder, they start wars. Oh, they don't have a job under Trump, do they? Gina Haspel controlled the whole thing. Her controller was Arvinder Sambai, and her controller was Alison Saunders. And their outer controllers were Richard Dearlove, Andrew Wood,
Jeffrey Patty, Mark Malik Brown.
Yeah, all those people. And they were Cameron, Bojo.
Yeah.
They all were in the newspaper, and they all came out and cussed at Trump, and they all worked hard as they could at the Cambridge through Cambridge Analytica, through
Imperial College, with the fake statistics that were thrown at us to start the coronavirus false flag. I mean, this is all UK stuff.
All the truth checkers, all the internet scrubbers, all that Eric Schmidt and all that George Soros just brought to Facebook and Google that has tilted everything against Trump, that's all out of Britain. So when we're talking about intelligence, you have to remember Gina Haspel, when she was the head of the London CIA, she had her number one person in Italy, Michael Gaeta, who was the handler of George Papadopoulos. He's the one who set George up with his wife, for heaven's sakes, who was, for 2 weeks, Joseph Mifsud, the supposed only Russian involved in the entire Mueller investigation, who has now disappeared, his secretary for 2 weeks, and she can't type, is now George Papadopoulos' wife. That was the fourth honeypot that they provided. We provided, Eric Thompson was her fake name, through John Brennan, through Gina Haspel, CIA undercover attempt to get George Papadopoulos to receive the 33,000 deleted emails that we know through Christopher Wray, who's admitted it under testimony, that he has a copy of all of those. And there was also a copy on the Wiener laptop. Now, isn't there? Has anybody ever mentioned that? The 33,000 deleted emails are all on Wiener's laptop. That laptop's not been destroyed. None of Hillary's laptops were destroyed. That's a lie. They said they hit him with a hammer. They didn't. The Blackberries haven't been destroyed. Christopher Wray said he has them all. So they were going to be given to George Papadopoulos in a jump drive to say that the Trump people had used Russians to hack the DNC. Complete lies. We've explained all of that, but it's very convoluted. So on the Hillary side, it was the DNC hacking and the Russians. With the Brits, it was George Papadopoulos was, as well as Sam Clovis and the other ones that Stephen Halper set up, this intelligence attack. So yeah, you bet your bottom dollar that Michael Flynn's son and Michael Flynn, who had their own intelligence agency, knew all of this because they followed everything we were doing. And when Devin Nunes' top person, Kash Patel, was writing the Nunes memo, he wasn't getting it from us. He knew it. He had firsthand information. It's just that he was amazed, supposedly, according to our friend, that we were right on. Well, how are we right on? We just simply look at the reality. So why do we know Leslie Ireland, who was the only person reporting to Obama? Well, because she was the only person reporting to Obama. So, of course, when he was attacking his number one enemy, Michael Flynn, General Michael Flynn, we know she was working from the counterterrorism group first, attacking Flynn, and then later from the Treasury. That's just as simple to figure out as possible. That doesn't take Sherlock Holmes. But now we have a whistleblower stating that everything we said was true worse.
And the important thing is that we have a whistleblower because who's not there? That Atkinson guy is not there to keep them away.
Trump has canned the inspector general who was responsible for Eric Cherumella, the whistleblower. They changed the whistleblower form for Michael Atkinson, changed it all up so secondhand information could be turned in on someone who is your superior. Secondhand information you can turn in as a whistleblower on your superior. Think of that. If that was anywhere else, there would be endless whistleblowing, right? Okay, so Michael Atkinson is fired. Another IG is fired. Trump is going after a series of IGs because they're not doing their job. And Michael Horowitz has done a horrible job. He hasn't arrested anybody. He's looking to the politicalization of the DOJ and the FBI. Hello? We all saw it on the news every single day. But they didn't find any. They did special training, sensitivity training for that now. Or how about the recommendation of Andrew McCabe, which went to to Jesse Liu, the D.C. lawyer, who's basically allowed him to get off scot-free. And then it went to the DOJ and they did nothing. So, you know, we see James Wolf getting the head the head person for the Senate Select Intelligence Committee, where all of this nonsense happened. That's really one of the key places that it happened. James Wolfe, who gave to his prostitute, Allie, what's her name?
Watkins.
Gave her everything. Gave her all the FISA court documents that we have yet to see. Isn't that amazing? But Allie had them. That's the reason she's a top reporter, because she's a prostitute. And what happened to James Wolfe when this was all found out, and it was found out that was the tip of the iceberg? He gave her everything for years and many other people. I think he got 2 months prison time. He had a very quick case, closed door, no leaks, no nothing, grand jury, went in. He was in and out before I even knew that they had convicted him. And he's probably back to the same job. And so we said before that John McCain was working through that committee, and now we find that Richard Burr has had to step down because why? He sold his stocks on an insider trading information as a senator. Well, it happens all the time. But he did that so that he wouldn't get caught for what he did. He literally said and wrote letters to the person who created the Trump dossier, Christopher Steele, and said, I will pay you to come and witness, be a witness before our committee, because I've read your first two installments, your first two salacious, pathetic installments that were a distillation of Cody Shearer, which was Hillary's person, Comey and his two investigations, and everything that they had on Trump. And the DNC had a opposition file. Everything on that was in the first two installments of Christopher Steele. And Richard Burr looked at them and said, we'll pay you anything for these. Now, mind you, the FBI had already paid him $50,000 for each one of these. It's about one page long, two pages at the max. I think there were 13 installments.
Remember, I jokingly said a few years ago when we were taking this apart is that Steele said, man, I can serialize this thing. So he's selling copies right and left to all these different people.
That's exactly what happened. You were exactly right. And so it was in that committee, the Intelligence Committee. The Gang of Eight is led by the House Intelligence Committee, the Senate Intelligence Committee, and the leader and minority leader of the House and Senate, right? So the Gang of Eight is supposed to get one intelligence briefing to tell them any sensitive stuff going on, because they're supposed to be the watchdog. Well, they weren't told any of this. They were told lies. They were told, Brennan met with each one separately. Comey met with each one separately. They told different lies to everybody so that the people who were a part of this could have an excuse, have an alibi. But it came through the State Department. We know that it started off with a telephone call from Estonia, supposedly, and it turned into basically a State Department rumor that John Brennan, the Comey heard about. Comey jumped on it, and he jumped on it with John Podesta, Hillary Clinton, and her team. And they went straight to the White House. And they sat there, and Comey brags about this. He said that I, at first, said I would write an op-ed, an anonymous op-ed, or with my name on it, to the New York Post, which he does all the time. He's a leaker.
You're talking about Comey, right?
Comey.
That was New York Times.
What did I say?
Post.
No, New York Times. Matter of fact, what's his guy who was literally, he said that he was a paid, non-paid asset of the FBI and Comey's lawyer, and that's the reason it was okay for him to leak to that guy, Daniel Richmond.
But Barr can't find any criminality.
No criminality.
No criminality.
No, none. Zero.
Barr is a member of this thing called the Senior Executive Services, and we've always said we can't call it out. We don't know which way he's going to go, good or bad. But what I'm seeing here from what we've seen so far, it looks like he's doing everything he can to protect the Senior Executive Service members. Why is Bruce Orr still at the Department of Justice?
Because he's SES, he's one of the bosses, and he won't fire himself. He can't be fired, we told you. We told everybody, can't be fired. So folks, we are so right, it's ridiculous. Michael Gaeta was Nina Haspel's agent in Italy, who worked with now the fired...
Gina.
I say, sorry, Nina. You know, I love you, Nina. But Gina, I don't like her at all. And I'm not kidding. So Michael Gaeta, he was in Italy. And who's he working with? He was working with the top dogs of the intelligence field in Italy in a fake university that had just been bought by a fake British guy named Stefan Rowe, who had married one of the top Russian model designers of our day.
Oh, here we go again with this whole James Bond kind of theme going.
He bought a nuclear power plant in Britain. He got his own baronship. He is as corrupt. He was Joseph Mifsud's handler. Okay, when Richard Dearlove needed a little money for this project, he just asked Stefan Ronstadt, said, if I get to be a 007, what's my number going to be, 009? If I can be 009, I'll give you all the money you want. I mean, it's this bad. We told you who Q is. We told you who M is. And they're bioweapon people who just released the coronavirus. This, it may sound like James Bond, but it is real. And it is more than real because these are sick, disgusting people who sit around discussing, like Tony Fauci. We just had a whistleblower give us the most amazing document. This person had already given us information about being inside of the Highlands Forum group. But now this person is there with Tony Fauci. So we didn't know that bioweaponry went right into the Highlands Forum. And what we revealed there with the Office of Net Assessment, Dick O'Neill and those murderers who sit around deciding who they're going to kill and how many people is it acceptable and how can we amp that up? How can we actually make that bioweapon worse? This is what they sit around and talk about. And so we know this, but it all comes out of Britain. This is the British way, and it came to America, and we are being undermined every day. And the intelligence community, number one place. For instance, Snowden, not possible. All these leaks, not possible. Nobody has access to that many silos, period. No, those were planned leaks. There was a war, and the war was between the NSA and the CIA. And the reason it started was because the NSA found out the CIA had a rogue branch that was in Geneva, Switzerland. And their headquarters actually is underground, and it's at CERN. And everybody knows this, that has even looked in that direction. Why has the largest amount of money in all of science history gone there and nothing has resulted and no one can even see these cyclotrons that are underground?
No, but they found a great way to throw a pile of money.
Trillions. Nobody knows how many.
Yeah.
Trillions of dollars.
Always need money for CERN.
And it's devil worship. I mean,
right?
They're worshiping Kali,
other countries started figuring out what the scam was, so they want to build their own, what did they call that thing that CERN is? The colliders. Mm-hmm. So they want to build their own because they see, people really don't see what's underground here. They just think what we tell them. And so we build that into our budgets and then we siphon it off. It's just the old Dick Cheney way.
Now, people don't think that I'm ready to address the Octagon or the Club of 300. No, I've addressed it, but in real terms, Philip VI, Carlos, and the entire group in Switzerland, the Bank for International Settlement, the rogue CIA is all centered there. Why do you think Switzerland's always completely neutral, bombs falling everywhere in both world wars, but nobody touches them because that's where all the money was being held? And then what did they do afterwards? Well, the winners stole the money.
No, let's call it what it is. Switzerland is a Rothschild safe space.
Yes, and now they don't have numbered accounts, but they have numbered gold bullion accounts.
But they start all these wars, and all the wars are breaking out. They had to find a safe place for them to be. So they said, this is our safe space. They told the world, this is the safe space, and we all believed it. So in the next war, we got to bomb the shit out of Switzerland.
So Adam Weishaupt and the Illuminati, if people think that we are naive to these things, that is incorrect. I've studied all of these. Matter of fact, there's a new release of the real...
Who said you were naive to these things?
People beg us to address these things, and I have addressed them, but I've addressed them in real terms, not in terms of conspiracies. Like now the researchers have shown that Lord Durham's and Lord Perbright and all these other Rothschilds who hide under different names are actually the money behind the Empire Press Union. So when we're talking about practically everything we're talking about today, the intelligence group, that is connected to the media. It's connected to the government. It's connected to big tech. It has to be. It has to be. By design, it was created that way. All the big tech companies will die if they don't have government support, period. Well, wait a second. DARPA created all those big tech companies by stealing patents, like Leader Technologies patents. And what happens? A small group of venture capitalists put up the money. It becomes an IPO. They literally sometimes take their money and $1 becomes $1,000 for the insider trading for the sake of what? Killing people for the sake of the exact thing that the Empire Press Union was about. It was about not only pharmaceuticals and fake pills, but it was about wireless. It was about stealing Tesla's patents. It was about a system that steals patents and weaponizes them and only later gives them to the government, that once they become a corporatocracy that owns this power. So intelligence is at the key of all of it. It's the key. It's the turnkey. And who owns the who owns the keys of the internet? Hillary Clinton in trust. So we pointed all these things out. These aren't conspiracies. These are realities. And so when we say, and we're going to have to start to say, that we followed the real Rothschilds and all their fake names, and we're going to start revealing some of these things soon, and you're going to see that what people pass off as a conspiracy oftentimes is real, but they aren't willing to do the work. Well, we're willing to do the work. So when you talk about the intelligence field, we can tell you the whole thing, because it has been a criminal enterprise since the SIS, which was the invention of SES. The Senior Executive Service was the Senior Intelligence Service at first. And what did they do there? They said, well, it's the 70s, and everything's getting high-tech, and Hillary down with Rose Law Firm down in Little Rock, Arkansas, was stealing the patents.
And remember, she's a patent attorney.
Oh, yeah, she's a patent theft attorney.
Yeah.
And she is the most corrupt patent theft attorney in the world. And she's the one who started stealing these patents. And when they saw where it was going, they set up these government agencies that the Clintons are still right at the tip of. And you can't name anything. So even with the pharmaceutical vaccines, it doesn't matter. AIDS, the whole thing. Oh, no, they're criminally right there from the beginning. And it's all intelligence. Without good intelligence, you can't do anything. So they started opening it up. And when the SIS started, they said this stupid idea, well, the people in the high tech field, they make a lot of money. So we have to create a civil service branch above the civil service branch where we can pay them anything we want. We don't have to do a security background check on them. We don't have to do nothing. They don't have to work for years to get vested.
I see this as a war, and they are enemies, and they infiltrated us through this organization they created, the Senior Executive Services. And they're really crown agents, and that's how we are managed through the SES on behalf of the Queen.
Yes. And almost every, the head of all 56 federal agencies are SES members, SES heads, and they are called themselves generals.
Yes, they have their own flag.
Attorney general, their flag.
And they pay themselves these big bonuses. And you people out there in audience land, why aren't you talking about it more?
People are afraid to face the complicated effort that it takes to look at the SES. But all they'd have to do is go to Wikipedia and read it, and they'd find that what we're saying is more than true. This is the most nefarious group. It was almost as if it was planned by the British crown.
Well, they have
to
them in other countries, because I've heard this from people who email us and say, hey, I'm in this country, that country, and we have a similar thing in our country.
Right. And what it is they're saying that the executives of these branches, they're saying, you civil servants are a bunch of idiots. We're not going to let any of you run your agencies that you've come up 20, 30 years running and you know it better than anybody. No, we're going to appoint political appointees who know nothing about those agencies, but they're going to take their order from the SES union.
Well, we'll talk about this deregulation thing that Trump just signed. How does that affect the SES?
That will be able to allow them to drop a lot of those people, but the agencies themselves can't end until there's oftentimes some action.
But the top of the agency that could be a Trump appointee can drop some of these regulations and not have to listen to this SES person on his staff.
Yes. And if Trump has honest people, and Richard Grenell's an honest one, every time he gets somebody he can work with, what do? They set the world on fire. They do more work than has ever been done in that agency in its entire history in a matter of a year.
And if you're in the civil service and the legitimate civil service in our government, and you're working around people who are in the senior executive service, you need to start calling them out. You need to start shaming them and blaming them for what they are doing to our government.
This is unbelievable. But basically, you can't correct these SES people. They can control you. They can fire you. They can ruin your 30 years. They can take away your civil service retirement. And they might have only been there for 6 months.
There's so many ways to shame and blame without having to make it personal.
But this is the way that it works. It works like in the military. Mm-hmm. They dehumanize you with the civil service, and then they say it's good enough for government work, and then you know that all you have to do is 50% or less, just like Serco was charged with only delivering less than 65% of what all their contracts were in America. Less than 65%, and that was completely acceptable for government work. SES is a bureaucracy, and it's a bunch of lazy people. And if you're in the DOJ or you're in the FBI and you haven't been a whistleblower, then you're a lying, cheating sack of manure. Because if you can't see this stuff going on around you, you're just blind and you need to go get a different job because you aren't helping anybody in America, certainly no patriot, certainly not the Constitution, certainly not the Republic. And you know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about you people who had these positions, 135,000 of them in the DOJ, 37,000 of them in the FBI, who all think they're God. But remember, the FBI is supposed to be following the DOJ's orders, and the DOJ is supposed to be following the president's orders. They're not independent, and anyone like Obama who tried to make them independent is a liar, because Obama had them in his White House office all the time telling them what to do. He ordered them what to do. He ordered them to do illegal things. He ordered immigration illegalities beyond imagination, at least a dozen illegal immigration directives he gave, which all have to be overturned, but it's such a mess we can hardly do it. He did it with housing, urban development. He stole so much money. He did it with $5 trillion missing in the Pentagon. He didn't care. He didn't audit it. He did it with the debt with the U.S. Fed. He did it with Freddie Mae and Fannie Mae. He took all the money that he ever got from any SEC or from Elizabeth Warren's nonsense and gave it to his own demon rat, Democrat, supposedly non-partisan, non-government organizations. Just take a look, folks. I mean, this crazy man had a slush fund for black people to have phones, throwaway phones, that he never bought. He never gave those phones out. That was his slush fund. He had so many slush funds, no one can count them all. And when you look at the corruption that happened with Obamacare, who did he hire? He hired the Brits, which are the Canadians. He hired Sebelius, his friend.
Wait. Don't forget, John Roberts had a big part to play in this Obamacare fiasco.
Oh, he sold out, and he's no longer a justice. He's partisan, and he is, first off, he's a liar. He's an epileptic, and he takes drugs. He's not supposed to drive, and he's not even supposed to be doing what he's doing because he doesn't even take his drugs, and his children aren't his. He's a liar. He's a scumbag. So Obama hired his good little girlfriend in Canada to create a website that cost us $1.5 billion, and it didn't work. This is the kind of corruption that we're not allowed to look at because he was racially privileged, and he said he was African, but he wasn't. He was Indonesian. Everyone knows that. Look at his income. Look at his IRS income. Where does he get all that money? He didn't get it from Netflix. All of their stuff at Netflix is a bomb. He didn't get it from his books. We saw what happened. No one bought her book. No one bought her book. They were bought as seconds, and they were hidden and burnt so that she could have that position. No. The Obamas are completely fake. Those aren't their children. If you know what he was doing in Chicago when he got tapped to be the president by George Soros, and Hillary Clinton had to bow to this guy, Barack Obama, who was implicated with the death of three of his lovers at his church, two of which were mowed down with machine guns when the door was opened in their apartment, and one of which went out on a date with Barry Sotero and never came back, and his mother said that she suspected something. Of course, he was found later and he was killed. And so you want to talk about Obama and what he did with his intelligence community? He sold out America so that he literally wrote an executive order saying everyone in his administration, that would be 4.5 million people, need to find all the dirt they can on Trump and get it, and hide it and keep it, and then use it against him in a resistance. That's what he gave as an order. And that's what happened. And the NSA got completely overwhelmed by not 260 unmaskings of Samantha Power. That was nothing. She did 7 on Flynn. Who do you think the other ones were of? everyone in the Trump family and campaign. Hello. And she said she didn't do those. That's a lie. Because look at the other people in the United Nations who all had access through her. So every one of Trump's enemies in every country that was calling him a name, oh, they got to unmask Michael Flynn. Isn't that interesting?
See, because they were looking to find out where Trump was getting his intelligence. Because, see, Trump was smarter than them. He knew intelligence. He always says he has to have good intelligence. And he went outside of their realm of knowledge to get his intelligence.
You know, from forever, the British have been convincing us that might makes right. As long as they had the greatest navy, the greatest power, the biggest guns, the biggest cannons, the biggest bombs, the biggest bioweapons, the biggest Wi-Fi weapons, the biggest TV manipulation, the BBC propaganda, as long as they had all of that, then everything just went beautiful because they had everyone convinced that war was the only way to keep a good economy. No, that was the bankers convincing us because they made money off both sides and in the middle. Before and after. They made quadruple. And so the bankers are part of this intelligence group of the Empire Press Union that realized they all needed to work together covertly, undercover, with true Jesuit methods to make sure that even the government took their orders from the Privy Council in England. But in America, it would be what we would call, I would call it the syndicate of the Council on Foreign Relations that made sure that war was the only thing they ever focused on. And, oh, always creating a bigger bomb to be a bigger deterrent. And who do they work out of? The Highlands Forum Group. And what did they do? Anything they wanted, but they gave it over to corporations. They took taxpayers' money, made weapons to kill people, under the excuse, because they weren't allowed to make these weapons or the bioweapons, according to the conventions and the treaties we have. But what did they do? They said, oh, they were doing it for to create immunizations in case other countries use bioweapons on us. Oh, we had to have deterrence. So when other countries have hypersonic missiles, we can create hypersonic missiles. What did I tell you about hypersonic missiles? I told you they were created by DARPA years ago, and they were given to Russia first to the city that Clinton created called Skolkovo, which was their high-tech city. They gave them hypersonic missiles, but they didn't give them the technology to make them work. So they bragged, the Russians bragged they had it first, and they put it on their ships. And they sported them to the whole world that they had these missiles that nobody could shoot out of the air. They don't work yet. And then the Chinese said they had them. And then what? Now Trump says what? He has now a hypersonic missile that's twice as fast as what Russia or China had. I told you this would happen. Do you think Raytheon sold them to Russia and China without already having an advanced one to sell to America first? You got to be stupid if you think that. But if you think that we don't feed the war, so it always looks that we're at war. Oh, war, 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 war. Well, it doesn't work anymore. We have a president who doesn't want war. And so what does he do? He uses the U.S. Treasury Office, OIA. And he uses that Office of Intelligence to put sanctions on people because money is what rules the world. He knows that. We told you this from the beginning. Now that the whistleblower has blown this, we're going to go ahead and say it out loud. We've said it out loud before. We mentioned Leslie Allen before. We mentioned how it works. We mentioned that Trump uses that, but we didn't mention that Obama used it. But we did tell you that Obama didn't even use national security letters. He used those to begin with for Carter Page and George Papadopoulos and all that stuff. And the FISA warrants were their insurance policy, folks, not what everyone else thinks the insurance policy was. The FISA warrant was after they already did all that. It was an insurance policy to cover their rear. It wasn't an insurance policy to create impeachment. That was their intent from the beginning. They were so stupid, so pathetic, that with the entire Obama administration working on it, they could not defeat Trump. Why? He doesn't work with the threat of war. He doesn't work with the control of politics through the media. He doesn't quiver when the media calls him names. And when they call him blatant names because they're a bunch of preschoolers and don't have anything else to do but literally throw their own poop at him, which is literally what Pelosi just did. She just said that Trump is nothing more than a little baby who has dog poop on his shoe and can't get it off. This is how low They had to go because he won't subscribe to war, pandemics, economic control, Chinese control, Chinese currency manipulation, U.S. federal manipulation, or British manipulation, or any of these things that we talk about. Why? Because Richard Grenell and Kash Patel and Mark Meadows and John Radcliffe and Jim Jordan and Trump himself and Trump's team, Devin Nunes, they all know this.
Matt Gaetz used to be on my good list, but he screwed up on that vote.
They all know it. Now, they get a little more evidence than we get. We don't need the evidence. Their crimes are so easy to... It's like Yanukovych. Who didn't know Yanukovych was lying every time she opened her mouth when she testified, and now it's proven? Who didn't know that all these people were lying when they testified? You could tell they're lying? Well, hello, that's all it really takes. If you knew Yanukovych was lying when she talked about Burisma, then you knew that Biden was guilty. Now we know that we have Biden and Kerry on a telephone conversation completely talking about it, saying that the person they want fired did nothing wrong. The evidence is coming out, but in D.C. it oozes out as a slow-draining swamp. So we're sorry it drains slow, but we guarantee you that some of us are actually a little bit on vacation during this quarantine because we're winning the war.